Tudor Cinema Club, Something Good Can Work on Today FM. Good morning to you on this Saturday morning. It's Paula filling in for Alison this weekend. And this weekend, a campaign called Grow It Forward was launched. Grow It Yourselves, Healthy Ireland and Libraries Ireland are arming the population with enough seeds and knowledge in order to get 500,000 people growing their own food this summer. So on the line, we have Mick Kelly, CEO of Grow It Yourself, a social enterprise that aims to support people to grow, cook and eat some of their own food for a healthier, more sustainable world. He's a social entrepreneur, an author, TV presenter and a hacker grower. So Michael, welcome to Weekend Breakfast, and tell me first, what in the name of God is a hacker grower?
I knew you were going to pick up on that one, Paula. I just knew it as you said it. Like a hacker grower, I think, is just a nod to the fact that I run this amazing organization, work with all these brilliant people, but I'm not horticulturist. I'm no Monty Don. I just basically, my background was IT, actually, strangely, just love, got bitten by the bug of food growing myself and just absolutely love spreading the word about it to everybody else now. So I think that's what a hacker grower is. I'm just still learning like everybody else,
So just a normal person who decided to grow some stuff. You don't have to have, qualifications or years and years of experience behind you. It's about, I suppose, exploring how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I started with garlic just because I saw some Chinese garlic in a supermarket I was about to buy, and just thought, what the hell is that about, and started growing my own garlic really badly at first, and just was smitten by the idea that you could kind of produce, food from your own backyard. Was just it was just mind-blowing to me, and sort of still is, 15 years later. I just love it,
Can you explain what Grow It Forward is about?
Yeah, so basically, I guess in the last year we've seen this surge in interest in food growing because of the pandemic. I think it's been building for a long time, but it's just been unbelievable in the last year, the amount of people that have got interest in it. So with funding from the government as part of the Keep Well initiative, we've just put together this amazing collaboration with some of the stakeholders you mentioned, like Healthy Ireland and the libraries and the local authorities. And we set ourselves this target of reaching 500,000 people and getting them to grow their own food for the first time, which is a pretty scary target in some ways. But the idea we have is that we'd 50,000 free growing kits, which we're distributing to people through our own website and through the libraries network. And the idea then is that those 50,000 people, they sow the seeds, grow some food, and they pass the seedlings on, or the seeds or excess seeds or whatever, to 9 other people. Mm. So we reach, they grow it forward, basically. So we reach, go from 50,000 up to 500,000 people, we hope, getting involved and growing their own food for the first time. So that would be, obviously, given the size of our population, that would just be an absolutely amazing response if we can kind of reach that number.
Yeah.
And already, Paula, just this week, we launched on Tuesday, and to be honest, we were a little apprehensive given the, the number of packs we had, and would we be sort of trying to give them away for weeks, but they were actually gone by Thursday.
Wow. The free
kits were gone from our website, and the libraries are reporting the sort of same, the same level of demand. It's just been overwhelming, really, for the week. It's just amazing, to see the response.
Well, I can hear. I mean, it's a passion of yours. The power of food growing and the experience to give people, I suppose, an improved understanding of food and nutrition, which I believe is called food empathy. Do you think this is really important and an important message for people?
Yeah, I think it was a very personal sort of insight, I think, for me early on from my own food growing. I think even though I was only maybe able to produce, 5% at the start or 10% of the food I was eating, it was very small. I think it's improved and grown over the years as a percentage, but I'm still not self-sufficient, nor do I necessarily want to be. But I think what was interesting was, I think my health and the health of my family and the way we lived and our connection with food and our understanding of how food works and how the food system worked was completely transformed. So I think that's the real benefit of it for people. I think it's not necessarily that you grow all your own food, but I think you start to really understand food in a completely different way. You understand seasonality, you understand the effort that goes into producing food, you value it more, you waste less, and so on. So it's, I think at the same time, people are sort of are daunted by it. And so the idea with Grow It Forward, obviously, is to try and hold people's hands and make sure that they have a successful experience with it. And even though we're all very isolated at the moment, like to make people feel like they're sharing this journey with a million other people, I think is really exciting. So even though the free kits are gone for now, really all you need, we've got five veg that we're trying to get people to grow. Beetroot, carrots, peas, tomatoes, and salads.
Because I know, for you, because you've done it, something's only ever easy if you've done it. And someone like me, I have never, ever sown or grown my own food. Is there an easy way to start it? What's the most basic, simple way that, is foolhardy?
Yeah, well, we've included some veg in here in the packs this year that I think are really, really straightforward, and I think before you even get into thinking about which veg are hard to grow and which are easy to grow, I think it's really important to sort of say at a basic level you only need three things. You need, the seeds, obviously, and the good news is these seeds know what to do. They know what to do. A beetroot seed knows how to become a beetroot.
Okay, so it's good.
It's just about giving it a bit of a nudge, and you need something to put it in then. It needs to either go into the soil in your garden or the compost in a pot, basically.
That's another question, sorry. Just for people who might not have the space or don't have gardens, can they still join in?
Completely, yeah. I mean, we've courses on our website where we show people how to grow different veg in great detail, and we always, everything we grow it, out in the garden in a raised bed or whatever, but we always show how you can grow it in a pot or container as well, because everything you can think of growing will grow successfully in a pot or container. It's a little bit different the way you do it, but we've grown literally everything, squashes, courgettes, beetroot, carrots, potatoes in pots and containers quite successfully. Will you grow everything you need to feed your family from pots and containers? Possibly not, unless you have a lot of them. But, in that context of food empathy, that doesn't necessarily matter, really. It's all about giving it a try.
I bet what you grow tastes amazing when you grow it yourself. Like, it must just taste so good.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's a really huge thing. And it makes you actually ask the question, why does it taste so different? Even if you buy, say, an organic local carrot in the supermarket, I think the carrots you grow yourself taste different. So I think you start to wonder then, why is that? And I think a lot of it is down to, obviously, the unbelievable freshness of it. You're literally just picking it out of the soil and eating it straight away. So it doesn't have that food chain, that it has to sort of work its way along to your plate. But also, I think when you're growing food yourself, you have to be very, working on getting your soil nutritious, and healthy living soil produces, really delicious food as well, I think, bottom line. So people say to us all the time, I grew tomatoes and they just taste completely different to anything I've ever tasted before. And that's why I think
getting a flashback to primary school in Piltown National School. I actually remember we planted potatoes and we took care of those potatoes, and I'll never forget digging up my potato. I brought home a potato to my mum, my one potato. We all got one. And she said, well, what do you want me to cook it? And I said, yeah. And it was the best potato I ever ate because it was mine and I grew it. So it definitely had that little buzz about it. Really quickly, what's your best advice to someone who wants to get started on sustainable living?
Yeah, well, I think obviously getting people growing is one of the most proactive sort of optimistic things you can do to live sustainably, because we're all struggling a bit with how awful the news is around climate change and stuff like that. And it feels, you can feel a bit helpless. So growing your own food is a brilliant way to do that. So obviously, even though the kits are gone, we'd encourage people to register on GIY.ie to take part in the program. We'll be sending out growing plans and regular tips and tricks, and basically, you know, we'll have lots of prizes along the way, and there's loads of sort of video content on our website. So
brilliant.
It's a great way to get started. Brilliant time of the year to do it as well.
So GIY.ie. Grow it yourself, Dottie. Yeah. Michael, thank you so. Is Michael or Mick? It's both is written down in front of me.
Mick is great. Mick. Yeah, listen, you need to get back to growing those buds. Like,
I will.
Like, you did a really good job, but first time round.
I love potatoes. I need to start growing my own. Mick, thank you so much for joining us today. GIY.ie. Thank you. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.